This is what pranks looked like throughout history. So in ancient Rome during the 1st and 2nd centuries, wealthy men would swap in fake wills at dinner banquets, tricking guests into thinking they inherited fortunes. In medieval France, where April Fools originated, assistants would be sent on important errands like delivering sealed documents to people that contained absolutely nothing on them. Medieval jesters would also do pranks involving illusion food by tricking people into eating wood that appeared as chicken, or even pies that exploded with live birds when cut open. During the 1600s was when the whoopee cushion was invented, with bladders filled with air placed below tavern stools to simulate a fart for whoever sat on them. And during the 1800s was when gaslighting was actually invented, with pranksters secretly dimming neighborhood gas lamps at night, tricking people into thinking that something is off but never revealing. And even later in that century was the turtle soup prank, in which chefs would swap their luxury soup with just basic veal or chicken to fake diners. The early 1900s saw pranks like car switching, where identical cars would be swapped overnight, and exploding cigars that would shoot out flour upon lighting them up. And as recently as the 1950s, male college students would do panty raids, in which they would steal women's underwears from their dorms. That's wild.